Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Hannah Hipley for the Land Use Department. I just wanted to make a quick note before I got started that I did provide an additional packet of letters for you to review. As you mentioned, docket SU08008 is a request for a special use and site-specific development plan for multiple principal uses, which include indoor recreation, day and night, outdoor recreation, professional office, warehouse and distribution center, and light industrial. The property is located at 6185 Arapaho Road, just east of the city of Boulder. And this map should give you a little bit better indication. And we have Arapaho Road and 62nd Street. The purple on this map is the city of Boulder limits. And this property is zoned light industrial. This is the site plan for the property. And again, just to orient you, we have Arapaho Road down here and 62nd Street. Access to the property is off of 62nd Street. We have two accesses to the parking lot. For the most part, the uses proposed will take place within the existing 32,814 square foot structure, except, of course, for the outdoor recreational uses, which are proposed to be located in this area. This next slide shows the breakdown of uses within the structure. The light industrial portion of the structure is currently occupied by Alpha Radio Products, with the warehouse and distribution center being occupied by Animal Care Equipment Services. The dance studio is the location of the Avalon Ballroom, and this provides a dance venue which can be rented by different dance organizations to hold classes, workshops, and social dances. As an accessory to this recreational use, the ballroom may occasionally be rented out for private events as well. The level of use expected at this property is outlined in the application materials. However, the Alpha Radio Products and Animal Care Equipment Services will operate during normal business hours, generally 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. The hours of operation for the professional offices will be a reflection of the eventual tenants of those areas, but not to exceed 7 a.m. to 12 o'clock p.m. The use of the Avalon Ballroom is expected to occur primarily in the evenings Monday through Friday, although activities may be scheduled at any time and multiple activities may occur on the same day. On weekends, activities may be scheduled at any time of the day, and again, multiple activities on the weekends as well. The outdoor area associated with the Avalon Ballroom will be available for users of the indoor facilities and is not proposed to be used independently of the rest of the dance facility. So I have some photos of the site. And of the adjacent properties. Referral requests were sent to the usual agencies, departments, and adjacent property owners. The Public Health Department noted that water and sewer for this building is provided by the City of Boulder. The Transportation Department made recommendations regarding the parking lot and asked for a revised traffic study, which was provided by the applicant and reviewed by the Transportation Department. The Building Division noted that there are existing building violations associated with this property, and which will need change of use permits and bringing the building into compliance with current codes to rectify those violations. The Fire Protection District submitted a letter asking various questions of the applicant, which again, the applicant responded to, and those were also provided in your packet. As no conflicts were noted by any adjacent property owners, and as we noted before, there were many letters of support for this use supplied. County Long Range Planning Division returned a referral response that noted that the property is bordered by the city of Boulder and is designated by the Boulder Valley Comp Plan as being located in Area 2, a designation which gives this property prime eligibility for annexation under the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan. The property is designated under the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan as community industrial, and the proposal is not consistent with this community industrial designation, and thus is determined to be new urban development. The city of Boulder responded, also noting that the property is located within the Area 2 designation. And they also pointed out that annexation of this property is consistent with the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan and the city's water and sewer agreements for this property. The city has requested that if the applicant moves forward with the project, that the property annex to the city. So I'm just going to go over those points of the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan in a little bit more detail. Again, this is an image of this Boulder city limits in that area, indicated in blue. The property in question is here in red. So here I've added the additional Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan designation, so we can see that this property is located in with Area 2A. The Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan designates this area as being community industrial. And new urban development, again, is defined as any proposal subject to a county discretionary review process. And when the county has determined that the development is inconsistent with the projections of the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan. Staff has determined that the proposal is inconsistent with the community industrial designation. Community industrial is an industrial subclass of the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan. The predominant uses are to provide a direct service to the planning area. And they do outline some examples. Recreational and professional office are not industrial uses and thus are not in agreement with the community industrial designation. Thus, this proposal does not meet all the requirements for a special use as required by Article 4-601A, specifically A3, that the proposal be in accordance with the comprehensive plan. Comprehensive plan in this area is the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan. And the property lies within Area 2A of the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan. And the proposal has been determined by the county land use staff to be new urban development and is inconsistent with the community industrial designation. The referral response from the City of Boulder included a request for the applicant to annex to the city in accordance with the policy, Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan policy, that the city actively pursue annexation. The approval of the proposal by Boulder County would be counter to the annexation policies outlined in the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan. The Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan also states that new urban development may only occur coincident with the availability of adequate services and facilities and not otherwise. At this point, it is undetermined if these services are provided. The Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan presumes that adequate facilities and services can be provided only by the City of Boulder. However, when they're not, the Comprehensive Plan outlines the range of facilities required and also outlines the criteria to determine if they are adequate. The continuation of fractured service provision is counter to the policies regarding adequate facilities and services for new urban development. Thus, staff has determined that this proposal is not in accordance with the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan, and thus is also contrary to the goals and policies of the Boulder County Comprehensive Plan, and finds that this proposal does not meet the criteria. Land use staff finds that the proposal cannot meet all the applicable special use criteria and therefore recommends that the Planning Commission deny and recommend that the Board of County Commissioners deny docket SU08008. So that concludes my presentation at this time. I can answer any questions.